Episode 291, You Are Greater Than Any Obstacle.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. What are you up to? What have you been doing these past few days? Yeah, you got to catch up. You got to catch me up on everything because, you know, I want to know. What are you doing? Well, today we are going to chat. I pray that you are feeling inspired and motivated to get done what you want to get done. Because you know what? There are simply, frankly, days that I don't want to do anything. No, I don't. I don't want to accomplish my goals. Not that my goals disappear, but I really don't want to. But before we get into inspiration, motivation time, I want to say hello, hello, hello to all of you just joining us. We are thrilled that you are a part of this community. Welcome. Head on over to createyournow.com if you have questions or if you want to reach out to me specifically. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. We are there. And guess what? Yep, we are even on Periscope now. So you can see me. It's really easy, at Christiane Wargo, and you can look for the hashtag and search for Create Your Now. And we are trying to get on there. I am actually trying to get on there every single day. I've been traveling a lot lately this month, and so it's been a little bit more challenging as I've been tending to family and other obligations, but we are there. So on without any further ado, leave the domestic beauties behind. The laundry can wait. It is our time to be inspired and motivated to do what God created you to do. Are you ready to get it on? Guess what? Today we're talking about you are greater than any obstacle. Yes, you are greater than any obstacle. I know sometimes you face Mount Everest, or it may be just not even Mount Everest that you're facing. It could be something to where you're just kind of feeling blah. And you know, when you have those yucky blood days and you don't really know what you're doing and where you want to go, it's not that the goals don't matter and that you don't have kind of the fortitude to carry on, but frankly, you're just tired. You're physically tired, maybe even exhausted, emotionally drained. And you're like, gosh, all I need is just a break. If I could have 2 hours of solitude. Well, number one, I want to say, guess what? Sometimes you need those days. And moms, if you get to that, take a break. Dads, you too. Sometimes it's okay. I know my husband and I, like I told you before, we've been traveling a lot lately. Between him and I think we've been gone like every week. Somebody has been gone. It's just been one of those months. And it's a blessing that we're able to do what we do. But it also has obstacles with it. You know, with the good comes the bad, right? You can't get the best of everything all the time. Well, we finally got home on a crazy, absolutely crazy 48 hours of traveling. And our flights were canceled, delayed multiple times. We had already shipped our bags. And so we had no clothing for over 48 hours. I mean, it was just, I could go on and on and on and on. And then we even had a fire drill in a hotel that we were not accustomed to staying in and woke us up. And of course, when you have no clothing except for what you had on, you know, everybody's kind of sleeping basically in their undies. And you just kind of get discombobbled. Well, regardless, we finally get home. All is good. And I tell you all of this to let you know, because my hubby said, you know what, sweetheart, today, I don't know that I want to work. I think I just really want to sit down and not move. I don't think, I just want to catch up on a few videos. Yes, he's a YouTuber. He likes to watch some of his YouTube things. And because I just want to catch up on a few things because I have been going nonstop, and he had been, for over 2 weeks. I mean, not a break at all. I mean, anything in his waking hours dealt with some form or fashion of his career and his job. And that can really pull on you. And I said, you know what, sweetheart? That's exactly what you need to do. And that's what we did. We absolutely made time. And so after we took care of what we needed to do for homecoming with my son and my daughter at college, we came home and we just snuggled. We just kind of let the world go by because that's what we needed to do. You are greater than any obstacle. So wherever you are in your journey, as you're continuing to move forward, there may be times that, you know what, you just need a breather. And guess what? It's okay to breathe. Now, I am not giving you permission to quit. No, I am not giving you permission to quit. But to take a breather, to take a siesta and say, you know what, I just need 15 or 20 minutes. Man, my stay-at-home, working-home mamas, sometimes that is the only time you really get your sleep. If that's what you need and you need that 30-minute cat nap and everybody's safe in the house, then take advantage of it. You should not make yourself feel guilty. I'm serious. It would be better that you take those 30 minutes, because I promise you by doing that, you're going to be more productive. You are greater than any obstacle before you. When you are going through the trials and tribulations and sometimes just the stillness of life, you don't always feel the greatest. And you feel like, gosh, if I don't do something, if I'm not feeling quote unquote accomplished, I'm not getting anything done. But sometimes you got to rest. That's why God made what? Day and night. We need to sleep. We need to take care of our bodies. And so I tell you all of this to simply say, as obstacles approach you and they inhabit your existence, because guess what? They do on a daily basis, don't they? The obstacles, whether they're really huge Mount Everest ones or whether they're just little teeny tiny speed bumps, you still have obstacles. I mean, it may be just getting back in the rhythm of getting up in the morning. That could be an obstacle. You know, I know some of the girlfriends I talk to, they're trying to get up earlier than their children because they want to have focused time. And man, when you don't get your sleep in early enough, it is so hard to get up that next morning early. So do yourself a favor and don't beat yourself up over the obstacles that are before you, because why? You are greater than any obstacle. You are. And you need to believe that. You need to believe that deep within yourself that you can accomplish anything. Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. Sometimes it's very easy for us to allow our own self to be bombarded with not only just negativity, but just being run down, and we run on empty. And it's not fun when you're feeling like you're dragging yourself through quicksand, right? I mean, that's heavy stuff. So sometimes there's time that you need to pull away. But know that when you take breaks or when you need those reprieves and you go, you know what, this is okay that I do this. Number one, do not beat yourself up. Give yourself permission, okay? You are greater than any obstacle before you. You have to believe in who you are and who God created. Because once when you begin to realize that, sometimes, okay, something amazing comes in rest. It does. And sometimes, not sometimes, I would say more like all the time, God always uses things good for those who love him, right? Romans 8:28. You are greater than any obstacle. Why? Because God is carrying you. He has you. I don't care if you've got a major exam in front of you. I don't care if you are working on your thesis and you are trying to plug through. In fact, my son, total sidebar here, because I mentioned the word thesis, he was working on a paper. He's in eighth grade, and he had to write something in regards to thesis. So anyway, I just thought I would mention that to you. Eighth graders are talking about theses. Imagine that. But it may be that you are working on your first blog article, and you're like, oh my gosh, this just seems like torture. I can't even get a paragraph out. Guess what? Believe in you, because there is nothing greater than you. Why? Because God carries you. You are greater than any obstacle before you. And he's going to carry you through all of it. And when you need to take a break, and sometimes if these obstacles come in and they're like, oh, I'm going to take over at this point now. Yes, I've got you. You know, I'm lassoing you up and you're not going to get away from me this time. I'm going to sink you so hard. Just know that as you're going through it, that guess what? God is carrying you. Why? Because he loves you. I love you. And there's no reason to give up on life. You have to sometimes hold within yourself something that is greater, knowing that any obstacle before you will not bury you, because you are greater. Why? Because you were created by an amazing, awesome God, and he loves you so very much. So as you face your day today, know that he is walking beside you. Know that you are being carried through your obstacles. He's carrying you through the valleys, up to the mountaintops. And it may take you a few days to get to that first initial mountaintop. It may take you a few years to get to where you're going. But you are greater than any obstacle. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.